It takes a small army of street reporters to cover the news of the Southland. We've got the troops. KNX 1070 News Radio.
The latest concerning post-war developments. President Bush is warning Iraq that it's complicating efforts to arrange a permanent ceasefire in the Persian Gulf War. The U.S. contends Iraq is using helicopter gunships against rebels and repositioning some combat aircraft. Movement of the aircraft would violate the temporary ceasefire agreement. In his first round of talks in Moscow, Secretary of State Baker briefed his Soviet counterpart on his Middle East tour, and U.S. officials say they also touched on arms control. Baker meets with Soviet President Gorbachev this afternoon, also to discuss the Middle East, but a Soviet analyst says Soviet leaders want to strengthen the fragile superpower relationship. He says the ties aren't as strong as they were 6 months ago. The Los Angeles District Attorney says he'll have a statement today about the grand jury investigation of the beating of a black man by L.A. police. The grand jury is expected to indict at least three officers involved in the attack, captured on videotape by a witness. A federal jury in Chicago resumes deliberations today in the first test of a 1988 law allowing the death penalty in drug-related killings. The panel is deciding the fate of a convicted drug lord who could become the first civilian executed by the federal government in nearly 30 years. KNX News Time, 12:24. Time for a look at Thursday business activity with KNX Financial Editor Jerry Laird.
London stocks hit an all-time high, running up 52 points on the Financial Times 100 Index to 2,500. And Wall Street climbed to within 9 points of 3,000 on the Dow, but then gave it back on program selling related to Friday's triple witching hour. The average closed with a loss of 3 at 29.52. Transportation's down 4. Utilities lost 1.5. Big board volume, 231 million shares. Declines edged advances overall 777 to 774. The S&P 500 index lost a point. The NASDAQ slipped a third, but the Amex gained a half. Tourism is down 20% in Hawaii after 8 years of steady growth. It's down 18% from North America and 27% from Japan, which accounts for one-fourth of all tourist dollars. The Japanese government advised it would not look good for Japanese to be seen lounging on the beach while Americans were fighting in the Gulf. Too many hotel rooms there, 33,000 now, up from 26,000 in 1986, another 8,000 by 1993. Hotels are offering discounts right now, so are the airlines. New York gold down $1.60 at $365.30, silver down 8 cents at $403, platinum lost 410 to $407.40, T-bonds up 2/32, the U.S. dollar higher, 136.20 Japanese yen, light crude down 18 cents at $20.27 a barrel. The Dow down 3. From the Pacific Stock Exchange, I'm Jerry Laird, KNX 1070.
This is Joe Silbert in Tokyo. It was back to an interest rate-driven stock market here in the Japanese capital Friday. Hopes for lower Japanese interest rates pushed the Nikkei stock average above the 27,000 level during intraday trading. Interest rates aside, a stable currency market and new highs on the London stock market were well received. The Nikkei average closed Friday session up 300 points to 26,843. The U.S. dollar closed up, but off its highs. The greenback came under a bit of selling pressure on talk of Bank of Japan intervention. The rumored intervention could not be confirmed. The dollar closed at 136.25 yen. The U.S. 30-year bond unchanged from the previous New York close at 96.1332. In Tokyo, Joe Silbert, KNX 1070.
KNX News Time, 12:26. A couple of loyal KNX listeners who've left the Los Angeles area and live some 500 miles to the north in Pilot Hill, California, which they claim is just a few miles from cool California. Pilot Hill, population 415. KNX listeners Russ and Bill say it's snowing up there. Snow level down to 500 feet, and they should have an accumulation now of about 10 feet in the Sierras, which is good news for everyone. KNX News Time, 12:27.
This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Yes, you can call your own child as a witness in your divorce case. That's the result of a case recently decided by the Mississippi Supreme Court. Rosie filed a complaint for divorce against her husband, Albert. She threw the book at him, charging him with adultery and habitual, cruel, and inhuman treatment. However, the only way she could prove it was to call their 8-year-old son to the stand as a witness. She claimed he was the only witness to the violence. The trial judge said, no way. In Mississippi, you simply can't call a child of tender years to the witness stand. Well, Rosie appealed, and the Mississippi Supreme Court has reversed, holding that even children of tender years cannot be barred from testifying against one or both of their parents. The court acknowledged that judges throughout the system simply believed you can't call children to the stand in such cases, and added that such a rule is so well grounded in wisdom and common sense that it's never been challenged. But unfortunately, it's one of those rules which, while right, is wrong. And the court said, we conclude there can be no automatic prohibition against a child witness testifying in a divorce case between his parents, and that every litigant has a right to produce witnesses. The court did say that parents in a divorce case should refrain from doing this if at all possible. But no parent can be automatically precluded from having a child of the marriage testify in a divorce proceeding. So you can call your child to the stand in your divorce case. The real question is, do you really want to? This is Neil Chayette, looking at the law.
This is Tom Brown, KNX News Central, KNX News Time 12:28. Traffic and weather together on KNX 1070. Here with the traffic picture, John Barnes.
On the Harbor Freeway northbound, all lanes are closed from Slauson Avenue up through Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for construction work until about 5 a.m. Drive Figueroa or Broadway is better alternate routes. On the 60 westbound along the Crossroads off-ramp, we have a blacked-out car. A car is disabled there with no lights on, so use extra caution. On the San Diego southbound at Olympic Boulevard, a minor injury crash. Emergency crews are still on the shoulder there, so you'll find a bit of spectating from Wilshire Boulevard. Elsewhere on the 605 northbound before Carson, accident in the left lane center divider that involves an overturned car. And on the San Bernardino Freeway eastbound at Garfield, an accident reported. Travel not recommended for campers, trailers, or big rigs in the following locations due to wind advisories. The Golden State Freeway between Templin Highway and the Grapevine, I-15 from the Cajon Pass to the Nevada State Line, I-40 from Barstow to the Arizona State Line, and US 395 from Highway 18 to the Inyo Kern County Line. That's KNX traffic at 12:29.
Thank you, John. The forecast, partly cloudy, 70% chance of showers later today, diminishing to 30% chance by Friday evening. Highs only in the mid-50s.
Fire breaks out. You're there. There's police activity. You witness it firsthand. If you happen to spot a newsworthy event, call it in to KNX. You may win $100 if your tip is judged by KNX to be the best tip of the week. The 24-hour news tip number is area code 213-KNX-1070. Tipsters from other area codes call collect. The prize will not be awarded if no tip qualifies. All you need to know, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Good morning. The time, 12:30, Friday morning, March 15th. I'm Tom Brown. You're tuned to KNX 1070 News Radio. These are the places where there's news. The Persian Gulf, a Long Beach-based Navy captain recalls a mine attack. Bermuda will have an update on the president's meetings with coalition partners. Washington, the Justice Department launches a nationwide review of police brutality. Los Angeles, word due later today on a grand jury's decision in the Rodney King beating case. Again, L.A., Police Chief Gates welcomes a federal probe into his department. Tijuana, a human rights group's study, finds torture used freely by federal police. These stories coming up along with sports from Rory Marcus.
USC's basketball season comes to an end. The Trojans lost to Florida State 75-72. The second seed in the East, Syracuse, stunned by Richmond. We'll check sports in about 15 minutes on KNX.
This is Jerry Laird at the Pacific Stock Exchange. Stocks tried but failed to reach 3,000 and closed with a small loss. I'll have a report.
KNX News Time, 12:31, 51 degrees in Hollywood. Crew members aboard the Long Beach-based USS Princeton want their families and friends to know that they are doing well and rebounding from a close call in the Persian Gulf. The Princeton is being repaired after taking a couple of mine hits. In a ship-to-shore conversation with KNX, Captain Ted Hunts pointed out the exact whereabouts of the Princeton is classified, but everyone is fine.
Well, right now we're, I think it's safe to say we're in the southern Persian Gulf. The ship is undergoing repairs from the mine strike, and we expect to be doing that for the next few weeks, and we anticipate being home back in Long Beach this summer.
Captain Hunts salutes the conduct of his crew, which was surprised by the early morning hit.
The crew immediately went to general quarters, and there was flooding. They stopped the flooding. They took damage control actions exactly the way it's supposed to be done by the book. And the combat systems initially dropped off the line, but was quickly restored, and we were able to reassume our duties as the local anti-air warfare commander for the northern Persian Gulf area. It was a textbook example of how a crew should perform under the severest of combat conditions.
Captain Hunt says three crew members were put in for Purple Hearts. As for the badly damaged ship, the captain says it took a licking, but kept on ticking. KNX News Time, 12:33. President Bush has arrived in Bermuda, where he will confer with British Prime Minister John Major. Earlier, Mr. Bush met with his French counterpart, François Mitterrand. Correspondent Rob Armstrong has the story.
President Bush and French President Mitterrand came away from their meeting on Martinique disagreeing on the same questions that have separated them in the past. Mitterrand supports the PLO as a negotiator for the Palestinians. The president would prefer to see the same Palestinian leaders who met with Secretary of State Baker fulfill that role.
We'll pursue that track for a while and just see how the healing process goes. But I again express my disappointment that Arafat aligned himself far more than he needed to protect his flanks with Saddam Hussein. He simply bet on the wrong horse.
Nonetheless, the two men played up the positive. Exceptionally productive consultation, said Mr. Bush. Pleasant and useful, said Mitterrand. The diplomatic translation, in some areas, the gaps have not been bridged. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, with the president on Martinique.
KNX News Time, 12:34.